Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Intelligence and definite goals. Choose direction and never let the negative hold. Question the mold, they set you in and never dissolve. Clever and old, whatever, I'm a cynical man with cynical plans to set.
All right, okay.
Concentrate on the road, mate.
I'm watching the road.
Concentrate on the road.
What's going on, brother, man? I think this is episode 136.
Yeah.
Of the Arms House. We're driving through Bumpkinville.
Between Chesterfield and West Yorkshire.
I think we're near, now we passed Leicester, I think, and
Western coming up Super to, Mare.
Yeah, some weird shit like that. We just came into a Dirty Dyke tune. I think it's called All Things Considered.
Damn.
Dope track, big up Dirty Dyke.
So we're on our way.
Yeah.
To a special location, which we hope we can pull off. We don't even know if we can pull it off. What kind of, how bait it's going to be is all I will say.
Should we tell the story from the beginning? What, it was like a couple of days ago, about a week ago. Is it going to be all right there by itself? Or would it slide down? Oh, it might slide down. No, it's all right.
It was all good just a week ago?
Yeah, so about a week ago, I was on YouTube. Probably you lot have all seen it as well. If not, I'll link the video below. And
after this drops, so you don't all get the same idea.
Some buds online, they do urban exploring and they upload videos on, you know, YouTube and stuff. And
no, you can't arrest us, we're urban explorers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they found some spot where there's like a train yard in the countryside just outside London of derelict, abandoned, old stock of the district lines, right? It is mainly district lines there, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of BRs.
Oh, right, okay. So I saw that video and I was like, rah, where is this place? Obviously, they were careful not to reveal where the location was on the video, but, you know, a little bit of detective work. And
found out it's between Frickeninshire and Bumlickensville.
Yeah, and Gaydon. Wasn't Gaydon nearby now? Sorry. So I found it on Google Maps, and so now we're heading there, and so we're gonna try and get into this place because it looks really fucking cool, man. And
England's pleasant pastures green.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
We reached out to a bunch of heads as well to see if anyone else knew about this spot or whatever. So we heard mixed reviews. Some people saying, oh yeah, it's really cool, easy. Some people saying, oh nah, it's not really. I mean, so we really don't know what to expect.
Some people had the biggest raid since D-Day.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the same spot.
Slightly different spot.
Slightly different. We did a bit of research, did some research into the company itself. I think it's gone defunct. So hopefully that means there's not
as security and shit, or they're not paying for it, or they've not even paying for it at all.
I mean, who knows, man? So that's the.
Old dickies, these are like the dickies. Well, actually, I was wanting to talk to you about this. It's not really. What would you rather be painting, of the districts?
Mm.
Would it be like the big white sharks? Like the equivalent of like the great white sharks from the white trains. Remember back in like, the early
elephants,
90s?
The elephant team.
And then, or the one after that, which is like the one before this, the one before we've got now.
Yeah, yeah. The one before, I think. The one like the one with the bat.
The original Little Mets, when all the kind of.
You know that
busting it at G and shit all the time.
That district with the Denise red outline dub on it. That is the ideal one. And I don't think they have those ones here.
That's the white one, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one we used to get to school on.
Yes, yeah. I think it is.
So if you would rather that than the one before, because you know the train we've got now on the House of the City, yeah? The one before that was like the first one to have the colours.
Yes.
Like red and blue. And
and the doors
and
stick out a bit.
That was at G and all of that.
Yeah.
All of those burners were down there.
Mm, that's true.
It was like the little Met.
From the video that we saw, they just look beautiful, man. I think they look great. Really mossy as well. Looks a bit like they're quite fucked, but some have been painted on. So it's not a proper yard, obviously. So, you know, but still, who knows what we will encounter.
Little daytime trek, trying to get in. Fucking hell, bruv. Walking in.
Theme was like, I'm going to go do top to bottom in there.
To bottoms, man. Bring a ladder.
Nah, well, let's just, you know, play it by ear, see what happens. Loads of cool shit along the motorway, though, as well.
Yeah, sounds like a racist crew, the NFA.
Yeah.
No fucking Ahmeds.
In it.
Oh, kiss, back, put them out to up.
Sorry.
Shall we tell them about how you're feeling on the way to this fucking mission that's going to make it 20 times more likely that we'll die?
I feel a bit embarrassed because, you know, I'm always hungover, man. And yeah, Friday, Friday I got a bit, went a bit overboard.
It's so good.
So yeah, all day Saturday I've been hanging. It's Sunday today.
He went out on Thursday, didn't come back till Sunday. Didn't come back.
Pretty much.
Didn't come back.
He was trying to call me. You were like, yeah, safe for buoying me off all day. I just couldn't even look at my
having
phone.
Having ideas for today. Couldn't even look at it. Fuck me, that kind of, all my days.
Yeah. Curtains, all the curtains closed, just in bed.
Curtains closed, like, and the birds tweeting, and you look.
Feeling bad for myself.
I saw a Vandals for Life reach.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. A couple of blams about, you know, drunken. Nothing special, though.
Drunken Vandals, big up Cuba.
Yeah.
Cooper, do you remember when you were in goal for my birthday football match, 11 aside, down at Meads? And something happened and it was a fucking penalty. And yeah, you tackled me. You took me out. You took me out, completely took me out. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. You know what I mean? I swore at you. And we were mate. It was my birthday fucking football. And the referee came over. We hired a ref and he came over and he sent me off. Do you remember that fucking geezer, yeah? And we all crowded around him. We go, mate, it's his birthday. We've paid for it. You're the ref. You're working for us. He sent me off. He wouldn't start the game. Start the game, yeah? Until I apologised to Kuba and then walked off.
Oh, my days.
Hell, my days, bro. That was just... What a prick that geezer was, yeah? And we still paid him. You fucking prick.
Did he have a red card and everything?
Yeah, he probably had a red card. We're not starting the game until you have left the field. I'm like, bro... He's my mate. I call him much worse, like, all the time.
Oh, my days.
And Cooper's there going, like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about, you fucking prick? You know what I mean? And he sent me off.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. On my own fucking birthday.
What's that? What country was it where some ref, like, did a bad call and then literally, I think it was in Colombia, where they literally were chasing him with guns and everyone in the stand started coming in. Yeah. This ref was just running for his fucking life.
That should never be a ref in Colombia.
You should have switched on this guy, just chased him off.
Fuck that.
Oh, my days. All right, people. Yella, we'll see you.
We're just about to get in the ferry now. Take us to Northern Ireland.
I'm going to try not to reveal where it is because I don't want you bait buds all turning up there and stuff. So, but you know, we're going to film our adventure trying to get into this fucking place.
I'm going to do a top to bottom, bro. When we get there, I'm going to stand on Maddie's shoulders and do a top to bottom.
No top to bottom. But if we do end up doing anything like that, then that will be on the Patreon bit. You know
what
I mean?
If we get in. We're not even going to get in.
Much love to all the new patrons, by the way. Thanks for all the feedback from the Throwies episode. Of course, there were some names we didn't mention that should have got mentioned.
But there were loads of mentions that we did mention, and you lot still got upset saying we didn't mention them. We fucking did. But well, they were on the Patreon. So thanks for not signing up, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
No. Love to everybody. It's
love
all love.
Everybody. But we can't remember. We left out. Ofsky was a big
Ofsky was a big one.
That was a big throw up.
There
shout,
was a bunch.
Man.
There was a bunch of people we didn't.
Fucking hell, man.
But also that one that I thought was done by a Spanish person on that bridge.
It's a guy from New York.
No, it's a girl from New York. Apparently, it's a female writer called Wombat.
Wombat. Yeah, because she originally back home. She's a Wombat, man.
Maybe. But that's, apparently they've absolutely battered. Yeah, though the heavy metal one that I thought was some dude from Spain. But yes, Wombat from New York.
You so thought it was one of those like over-the-top, long-haired Spanish dudes like in the yard with no T-shirt, just getting nuts.
Devil-worshipping motherfucker.
Bridge, listening to like Slipknot shit.
Yeah,
going militant.
But apparently not. It was Wombat. Arriba, so arriba. Shout out Wombat. That's a reach and a half, man. Yeah, I mean, style, am I into the style? Not so much, but I'm sure she doesn't give a flying
There's
buck
a
about it.
There's a ton of them in New York as well.
Yeah. It's original. I'll give you that.
It's juicy.
And hot sex. I've seen them up. I've seen mad bits from them.
Looks
but
like they didn't finish it. At the end, no? Got chase.
Anyway, all love, man. Big up
10 foot for the vinyl sent to Arms House HQ. Limited edition.
Wicked.
Big up ting, big ting.
The
big
A406 thing, right?
Muchísimas gracias.
Yeah.
Muchísimas gracias.
Salute.
Very nice, man.
Salute, man. All right, people. Peace, man. Wish us luck, yeah?
We're not getting in. We're not even getting in.
Like,
with cynical plans to settle in and spit for the fans and make beats for my psyche. They're like, how do you sleep at night? I said I don't. I smoke weed until I see the light. Please don't forget where your dreams are. I'm all hands up for some quiche and a clean start. I don't wanna find myself dreaming as my peeps pass. Each ask a question and leave after lesson four. Lesson taught, greed is your enemy. Less is more, and everyone's a friend to me, I guess, unless we've ever fought. I never thought anything would ever be as good as this. Scribble in my book of wish, twisted with a crooked wrist.
I'm like one of them man. Hot food and misses, feet up in the summer as I cotch through to Christmas. Distance myself from any cockscoons or dickheads, piss it. A little bit I try, I've been taking smaller sips, mate, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not as mad as I used to be. People seem to humour me instead of piss me off and leave me fuming in a room of freaks. Beef I used to need and feed upon it greedily. What a fucking waste of time and weakness it seems to me. So speak to me, deeply as an equal, and teach me to be every piece of every living sequel. And help me learn a lesson, I don't deserve attention. For speaking out with bravery, I won't reserve the question. And don't be scared of answers if you're brave enough to punish me. It's funny seeing fun, love and me, the undercurrents deep. I'm like one of them man.
que eu sinto, se eu estou sentindo. Só barulhos do sol. Sinto que eu sinto, que eu sinto, se eu estou sentindo. Só barulhos do sol.
We made it, people. We made it.
We got in. We got in. We properly came through military style through the bushes. You got a million trillion bites.
All
no?
over there, yeah, yeah. Bites. Not what, bites, what
the,
are they called?
Through the throughs.
Nettles. A couple. Not too bad. It's not too...
It's like some lightweight shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They ate you because, bro, one time it was like...
I got video of it. You all saw it.
I was like ducking through. They're sick, bro. They're sick.
All right, let me roll a blem, bruv. So what were you thinking then?
Lord Pretty Amber's just done the AHC there.
Yeah, boy.
Letting people know we were here. I brought a few stickers as well.
Nice.
We're out in this District Line graveyard, as you can see. Well, Little Metz, really. There's a couple of different bits of stock, yeah.
A couple of districts.
And it's banging out here, man. It's a nice day. We think there's nobody here. It's really tranquil. It's a bit like a yard because the noises.
Yeah, yeah.
The trains are like creaking and rocking and shit. And man, I fucking love it. I feel like I'm 15 years old, and that's what the Arms House is about. Please tell me that's an SB reach. Fuck me, bruv.
No.
Nah?
No.
SP?
SR.
Bun
SP,
yeah. It's SB scumbags for life.
You know what SP is? Remember in school days? In school days, all the Indian crews, they were SP, Shera Punjab.
Oh, really?
Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
And they all used to be like, yeah, if you fuck with me, I'll get my Shera Punjab crew on you. And they all carry those little knives in it, and they got their kara or whatever, the bracelet. And they used to take it off and put on like a knuckle duster. And
I
he'd be like, Shera
that.
Punjab.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
all
that.
Them lot. You remember them lot, yeah?
Putting on his knuckle duster, man. Fucking hell.
Big up
bro.
The Shera Punjab, yo.
Oh, so I got the call. I got the call, 43-year-old, you're coming in for a finger up the batty call.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm going in on two Thursdays. Apparently, it's not a finger up the batty anymore.
You know what? I went to the doctor the other day. I begged them to do a checkup. I said, I want a checkup. It's been years. I haven't seen a doctor since before COVID. I said, I want a finger up the bum. I want to take my blood, take everything. And then they were like, nah. It's all good. You don't need it. Do you feel bad? I was like, no, I don't feel bad, but I just want to know for sure. Exactly. And then eventually they did. And then he said, yeah, we don't do the finger up the batty thing. I said, but I've turned 40 now, surely.
Yeah.
It's time. And they were like, nah, wait till you're 50.
Now it's 50.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, bruv, if you don't want to finger me, just say, man. I'll ask someone else.
I love the way the technology, when we were talking about that, the technology's got, they're like, no. They don't check that till you're 50 now. They moved it. They moved it to 50. You know, what do you mean? I'm fucking 43. But
anyway,
yeah, I'm going.
Shit, man. Good luck.
And I stepped on the scales, bruv. I'm 90 kilograms, bruv. That is a lot of weight. When I was boxing, I was trying to get to 76. When I was walking around, I was like 82, 85. Now, since I was kept on getting ill as dick. And then I went through that mad, stressful thing. After that,
yeah.
I thought, fuck this, I'm going to eat. So I just ate like a motherfucker. Now I'm 90 kg, man. I'm like, what the fuck? I got to lose weight, bro.
Well, we all saw you on the beach in France.
Yeah, fat cunt.
No, you didn't
if
see
I rock up to the dock at 6 foot and 90 kilograms...
Mm.
That's like morbidly obese.
Okay.
He's going to say, you dirty Jabba the Hutt prick.
Jesus.
Go back and fucking eat some porridge, you
nah,
cunt.
Nah, you're not that fucking bad, man. You're
no, but I've got a belly syndrome. Who's that? That's been there for so long, bruv.
Yeah, it's
that's like a Latimer Road panel. It's like peeling off. Do you know what I mean? It's so true. Fucking hell. Who's that say?
Oh,
R.I.P. who?
That's a district line. Ah, where? Oh, on there, RIP days. Oh, shit. So these must be Cough Retro Vs.
Is Cough putting up there?
They put him up, yeah, at the bottom. MX crew. Shout out MX.
Yeah.
All the boys, them.
Yeah. I mean, we have a look around. Let's see if there's any better kind of panels. But we're going to get all the wicked shots. We're going to try and get like the Dondi shot between the trains and shit.
Yeah,
find
we'll
a piece
see.
Of wood. We should have taken a stick from the jungle. You could have been Dez.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like going through the middle of the yard.
But a lot of them are nighttime shots as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can, I don't know, I'm sure I could.
I prefer to be here now during the, I think, you know, luckily the Arms House is filmed on the day it's filmed.
Mm.
It's like a little Brucey bonus, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
And we just parked it in some spot. We just found it. When those missions work, especially what all them lot were saying to us, Marv, it was the biggest raid of 90 since all time. The biggest raid.
But then you did find out that that spot that they did do, it wasn't this one, it was another one.
Different.
And it wasn't derelict, it wasn't abandoned, and it seemed like they had some high-end shit rolling through. They're probably like freights and stuff with delicate stuff in there, maybe. You know what I mean? That's why there
building
was so
materials
much
and shit
security.
And the land was like secure.
Yeah.
To be fair, we went through like 3 or 4 fences here, but we found holes in every single one of those cuts.
I hope the car is all right when we go back.
That's
we
the short on the recce, bro. Well. Finding the holes. Like, come on, G.
Yeah, man.
So remember, Fume was saying, if your throw up's not down loads of carriages on the London Underground, it doesn't count. Yeah. I'm just going to sit mine up in here and send them before.
It
like,
counts. It counts.
No, do you know what I mean? No, you can't say nothing to me about no graph. Do you know what I mean?
It counts. Well, not really, but still. No, it feels good. Looks good. Just cool scenery, man. Just like these
Forgive
big
me
giants.
While I open this,
brother. Yeah, go for it. Oh, do I have my water? Did I bring... Oh, yeah. Safe pass it, please. So we're going to find a nice carriage to maybe do a little something, but that will be for our patrons. You know what I mean? So join the Patreon for the extra for this episode.
I genuinely took tomorrow off in case we got nicked. So now, if we don't get nicked and I get home and I can look at the photos and the videos, send in for me those things I just took for them. Bravo.
Oh, thingy wanted a souvenir, right? It's from somewhere.
Yeah, Koff wants a kosh, but there's no koshes yet.
You got something on your nose.
I got beer black all over me.
No, just on your nose, beer, I think, but, from the opening.
I just sent them a video. I've got absolutely zero reception out here, bro.
Is it? I think I got
4G. I don't even have like a bar.
No, I got 4G. Yeah, I got like three
Maybe
bars.
I'm on aeroplane mode or some shit, because I ain't got shit.
I got three bars of 4G.
Yeah, big up Koff. He wants a kosh. Do you know what I mean? When he heard we were coming, he didn't say stick me up. He said, do you know what? Get me one of them koshes, yeah? Because I'm getting fucked off with a lot of writers. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to fucking wallop them around the fucking boat race.
When he says kosh, he means those dangly like bits from that they used to hold on the old school ones with the little ball.
Remember
at the
holding
end?
On and going up and over and round and shit? Yeah,
doing that shit.
Sick.
Yeah, man.
Yo, we should stick this up somewhere. Yeah. The arms house sticks.
Oh, yeah. I love these old stock. I prefer them to the ones that are now, man.
So these are that's a district.
Yeah. And
that's
the one at the end there.
A little bit, isn't it?
With the red fronts.
I can't tell, man. Oh, the man put the fire behind them and shit. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, they've gone over the blue, look.
And did you see there was one over there? It was all green.
Yeah.
Completely green.
That was... Because chief researcher of the arms house.
All right. Okay.
That was because that was the only one. That's what they were going to do to them when they changed them all to electric.
Oh, so
the company that didn't go bust, trying to convert them to electric, put them out in green. That's like the prototype one.
Okay.
And then they went bust. So that fucking car was done, but then they went bust and they allowed it. But, you know, you want to get a good reach on that. Get some good photo. Big up Ode. I've seen Ode down here, Ode lobbing bombs, London's burning.
The thing is, it's like I didn't, I wasn't doing mad yards or anything like that in the 90s, but what we did do was bushwhacking, you know what I mean? And so like in Turnham Green and like down when
Gunner's
it turns
Bree.
Off. Yeah, Gunnersbury and shit. So, you know, like now I'm just getting like, you know, flashbacks just how big these fuckers are, man.
Yeah.
You know, from the ground.
That's what I was telling you.
And some of them are on train.
Getting that top to bottom, bruv.
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
Forget
man.
Him.
Imagine, man.
But you saw there was a ladder in that bush that we walked past. There was a big ass ladder.
Shut up.
Huge ladder.
Shut
up. I shouldn't have told him. No,
come
he's gone.
No.
Fuck it. Do a window down.
Fuck you with your window down. I'll do the top tomorrow for Jace.
There's no point. We're going to be here too long. It's going to take too long. And we don't have enough
it's
paint.
It's a fat cap.
We don't have enough
silver.
Paint.
Silver.
We don't have enough paint.
Well, four letters.
You got one big tin of silver. That's it.
I'm going back to the car. Call it a day. I've got like a half a chrome in there. Bruv, if there's a ladder in there.
You still won't have enough for a top to bottom, man.
What
you
are
need
you
at least three
man?
Of them fuckers, man. To do a proper one, to make it look good. You don't want to do a half-assed one. Maybe we'll come back, bruv.
Nah, if this is an oppo for a top to bottom, it's an oppo for a top to bottom.
It's not a fucking top to bottom, man, anyway.
Fuck. It is, bruv.
Nah, fuck.
It is.
Yeah, but it's too much effort for...
Why do you think it's so much effort? You put the ladder, you can do one letter, then you can, even in the same position, you can start the next letter.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to get shots of it running and shit like that. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying, as in, like, it's not, like, really worth the effort. But, I mean, obviously, for you, it is. So, you know, I'm not going to argue with you.
I reckon if you didn't do it and I did it,
You'd be upset for the rest of your life.
You'd be like, I can't believe I didn't T to B that shit.
Bruv, on the end there, it's going to be perfect. I'm going to do a window down.
But the end of that car?
Yeah. Yeah, just right from the edge going all the way down. I'm going to get a nice flick of it.
What, the front side?
No, no, not the front. This train here at the end of it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of clean. I can clean it up. I can spray the bottom bit black as well so that I get rid of all those bits.
No, can we look at other trains as well, man?
I mean, you walked through. It looks all right. You saw.
Yeah, but I didn't find all that pies shit. So I haven't gone the whole way. Like,
yeah, we'll do a bit of discovering. We'll do some more filming and shit.
What's the light situation? 9:30, isn't
it? Oh, we got time. We got time. But yeah, we want to leave enough time. I don't want to leave and go back that way in the dark. Fuck that. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but it'd be fucking not fun going through there in the dark.
Oh, shit.
Or we could even just bop out the main bit.
Because there's that lake and shit, isn't there?
But we could just, when we're done, just bowls out. Because the gate is open, we could just bowls out and walk around.
That's the thing. They might be coming to close it like 8, 9, 10, whatever. Yeah. But they might not.
They might not.
Just the ting.
Yeah.
Mate, this is more bumpkin than Chiswick Works.
Because when I found this on Google Maps, you know you can drag the little orange guy and then you can like kind of scope the area. Like all this area, you couldn't do that. So we couldn't see it until we got here. So that's why in the car when we were talking about we don't know what it's going to be like till we're here. But it's, you know, touch
wood.
And
we're far away, you know. Like we're far away. It's not like it's 1/2 hour outside. It's a little bit of a trip.
Yeah.
I reckon when you're going back to London... there might be a bit of traffic.
It's all right,
but mate. Just for a bit of rain. Look, the sun's out over there. Mate, this is like, do you know what I mean? The amount of times in Greff where I've thought, shit, if I was homeless, I'd be plotting up here.
Just in here, one of these fuckers.
Well, you're not getting rained on.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not getting winded out. You can close the fucking doors, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like those seats in there. Do you know what I mean? You can rip them all up. You bring your missus back here, she's going to love it.
Who's that dude who's got all those trains in Cambridge?
That's what I'm talking about, those kind of noises.
Yeah. You know that dude, what's his name? Al Fresco.
Yeah.
Where he's got the Piccadillys and a couple other
I can't remember what it is. Is it Pix? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I just remembered that.
Yeah. Oh, you're just remembering him. I thought you were going to say
just remembered that all the trains, lined up.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have as many as this. Like, Almshouse has got fucking tons, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
I wonder if these are... You could buy one of these and how much it would cost just to buy a carriage.
You see in New York when they put them in the river?
Yeah.
In the sea?
Yeah, I've seen.
Mad.
Have you seen as well... I'll try and find a video. I've seen it. There's another place like this, but with New York trains in it, that a lot of people go pee.
London?
No, in New York.
Oh, right, yeah.
And there's videos like, for example, Cess.
Yeah.
That guy,
CES,
Cess.
Yeah. Who's just done France, just done Paris.
He just done Paris, ill.
Yeah.
Big up Sonny's Cafe and all that. But there's a video of him doing a sick, wild-style burner, not top to bottom, but it goes top to, like, the background, like, spreads all over the train. Sick character.
Is he with Scene?
I can't remember who he's with. I think Scene might have done one as well.
I think I've seen Scene do, because he's, like, my best mate.
And I remember watching it going, how are they getting away? Because it's daylight. It's during the day, and they're fucking painting this crazy, you know, New York train. Like, and I'm thinking, how are they getting away with that? But then I found out that it's actually a derelict, abandoned... train yard where I think they allow people to paint, or you just bop in like this and it's one of these types of places. Yeah,
remember that guy? And I was sending photos to Scene from the geezer who worked for MTA, and he was going into the layups and the yards, and then we see in the reaches of like 82 83, and he didn't know what he was doing. Maybe I should take, because I'll be able to find them, because then they'll be my DMs with Scene. So I was posting the original Scene tags, Scheme tags.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yo, and I've sent him, yo, down, do you know tunnel. How historic this is? He's like, no, he goes in every yard. He's like an MTA worker.
Oh, right.
Or a driver or some shit.
Okay.
And he just like, oh, look all these things I put. And everyone's going to him, yo, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, bruv. Send me that shit.
Damn.
Pinging it to like everyone. All reaches on the top of the ceiling where people are standing on the train. We gotta stand on the train.
Get on the tops, you reckon, yeah? Yeah, we could do that. But I think that's just going to be extra bait.
Oh, it's going to be extra bait, but it's going to be fucking worth it, bro.
We'll do that right at the end.
And I reckon it's doable, you know, man.
What? Climbing on the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll get in, look in between the trains. You can climb up there easy, no problem, man. Or we go back, get the ladder.
Nobody better than we.
Yes. There was one other subject I wanted to talk about. Just indulge me, please, theme, because a couple people messaged us about to talk about it. And I think it's an interesting topic because it's It's about technology and AI in music, yeah? Just recently, Timbaland, the famous hip-hop producer, you know, Timbaland and Missy Elliott, many classic tracks, he has signed the first AI artist, yeah? And, like, you know, it's an actual, you know, the face of a person, you know, it's all AI, but...
And like, are they actually bothered...
Yeah, like
to make an avatar as well.
She looks kind of Korean. I think her name is Tara or Tapa or something like that. But and then I saw an interview with Timbaland about it, and he's basically, you know, a cutting edge kind of guy. Obviously, this stuff is happening. It's been happening in Korea, you know, K-pop and all that. A lot of that shit is AI, and you know, it's kind of acceptable in a lot of other places in the world. But I feel real iffy and fucked about it because. AI can be an incredible tool for science and for discovery and for, you know, making life easier for
I'm
whole...
using it so much, the exactly. ChatGPT.
It's incredible
for
tool.
Everything.
But why is it being used for art, man? We have enough artists.
Starving artists outside the stairs not in even, Camden Town Station playing good music.
But not just starving artists. Like just, there's so many artists in this world. Painters, drawers, graphic designers, musicians, everything. And Timbaland was talking about his process. He still produces the beats. So he's not using AI to make the beats.
Because he still wants the money.
So he's making the beats and then he just types in a prompt to this AI artist he signed. I mean, it's not real. So we're talking about like it's a real person. It's not. He types in a prompt like, write a love song about meeting.
Oh, he makes them write it as well, yeah. Write the song.
That's what I'm saying. That's the AI part of it. He uses prompts and then they will write out the song, the melodies, everything to his beat. And then he'll go, now change this lyric to something else. And maybe instead of saying this, go here. And maybe this melody, like, you know, all with prompts. And he's saying about how the process. And then in this interview, the woman who was interviewing him, she was in a band and she was pressing him a bit. And I really rated her because she was like, look, man, me and you, we've made our money from music. We're like, you know, they're both millionaires, yeah, and big bands and stuff. And she's like, and you're taking money away. Like, we can't. And if I see a young kid who wants to get into music, am I going to want to encourage him to learn an instrument, learn the guitar, learn the piano? Or am I going to be like, no, learn how to prompt on AI? It seems like such a sad thing to fucking do, and it's such a waste.
Yeah.
It's not, and then it's got me thinking even deeper about it. As a hip hop producer now, I basically, because what is AI? AI basically delves through every single thing that's ever been recorded and then pops something out that's new, yeah?
Up until 2020 something.
Something like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't know everything yet.
Doesn't know everything yet, of course. But I just look at myself, my process as a hip hop producer, yeah? I go to the record shops, I'm going through mad old music. I'm basically doing what AI is doing. And basically what AI is doing is taking the fun out of it, because that's the fun part for me. Half the process is, it's like with graph, half the process is a scoping it out, watching it, looking around, blah, blah, blah. And then painting is the other half of it, you know? And like, if they took that other half away, it would like make it less fun. You know what I mean? So in the same way with hip hop, like, you know, digging for records, and it's like AI, I'm going through all the music that's ever been done in the world, looking through them, listening for samples, then chopping it up and rejigging it into something else, something new. But it's a human process still. And that process still affects me. Every new song I listen to, it affects me. You know what I mean? And that's the fun and the beauty of it, you know? And I think taking that part away, okay, it's more convenient, it's quicker, it's faster, and I'm sure they'll make some great AI music. Fine, but I still want that human touch, man.
Yeah, but
I
what you're saying is he's still making the beat.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even do record digging anymore. He just does it all electronically. So he's still making the beat. There's that human bit. It's only the AI doing the lyrics and shit.
But again, if he starts encouraging this behavior, then the next step, and he even said, he goes, it's going that way. He goes, it's inevitable. He goes, we can't stop it.
I don't agree with him saying that, you know. Well, not with music.
I see corporations now, if they're doing an advert, rather than pay some artist to make the backing track, they'll just type a prompt, okay, do a nice soulful, chilled beat. And then boom, it will cost less for them. It's quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm a corporation, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, you know, rather than go through the whole rigmarole of getting an artist to, you know, how they do it now, you know.
And he's smashed on heroin and coke.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, have you finished that beat? Yeah, he's like, no, man, I ain't been asleep for like 5 days, man.
Because I think there are like AI influencers at the moment, that thousands, millions of followers that kids like. And so like kids now are getting, kids are getting groomed now to, you know, just accept AI as what it is, you
getting
know.
Getting groomed by AI nonsense, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, darling. Send us a couple of photos. It's... Where? I have got them. I am your phone. I've already got them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's an interesting topic. Maybe in the comments below, let us know your thoughts, guys, man. What do you think about this whole AI thing? Have you heard any decent AI music? Maybe send it to me. Maybe we review some AI music on the pod and see what we think. Because I know it's indistinguishable now. They can play AI, and I would never be able to tell if it was or not.
No, you would.
You
it's
reckon?
There's still... And I was watching... what was I looking at? BBC heard... Verify, yeah?
Okay.
And it was like... look at the LAPD. Look at the LAPD shooting all the Mexicans and yeah, quite recently. And it said, zoom in on the photo. And you zoom in on the photo, and it says, like, LAPC.
And there's, like... The hands are a giveaway sometimes.
And... Even easier than that, if they're quite far away, yeah? Mm. So the subject is here, and then there's people behind them, yeah? Zoom in on the people behind them. They're featureless.
See. Yeah,
and the
yeah.
fingers are all blurred into one and shit. It still can't do that shit.
I can still tell in the video, because there's
one but an advert on Instagram. Hi, we set this up 5 seconds ago. Yeah. We're billionaires. You're like,
there's
the
one
fuck?
I keep seeing of a yoga instructor, and he's like going, hi, welcome to my yoga. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Is anyone fucking falling for this shit?
But they are, man.
Some of them are. But the thing is, the video and picture, yeah, I can kind of tell the difference still. But music, I've listened to a bunch of, like, I've heard, like, Biggie Smalls records and lyrics done in a James Brown way, you know, or a Marvin Gaye. And like, you listen to it, and it's like, it sounds like fucking Marvin Gaye. Mm-hmm. And the strings and the music and the melodies, they're all on point.
Yeah.
But you know it's AI, so it's just like, that is still quite convincing, I think, man. And we probably heard some AI tunes that we just didn't even realize that are probably playing in the charts at the moment, man. But I'm just like, you know, I just don't like it, man. I don't like it.
But
I still use records, bruv.
I really don't think he's right, bruv. I really don't think he's right.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's right.
Oh, you don't
think
it's inevitable?
AI is going to take over music, because if you listen to, like, the blues... Mm. Or like B.B. King, like, talking about how he's lost his girl and he's locked in his room crying for weeks and he doesn't eat. And like, there's a mad human element to that.
Well,
AI will never get... If you wanted it to make a house tune or a techno tune, it's going to look at the rhythm, look at the bass, look at where they put the hook, 8 bars, 4 bars, bosh this out. Same RPM, BPM.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, you know what I mean? But if he's not going to make like an Etta James track. He's not going to make like an Aretha Franklin. He's not going to be able to do it.
Well, that's
maybe 20 years, but... Oh. And we don't want to listen to that.
Yeah.
If I know it's AI, I'm not even going to ever give it the respect of, oh, let me see if it's getting close. I don't give a fuck. I need that raw, my missus shat on my face, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, I need that.
I'm still the dickhead looking at a DJ going, oh, he's using like buttons and stuff, man. That's not real DJ. You know what I mean? I'm there still, so you know what I mean? Let alone AI. And the thing is...
Can you even DJ though, bruv? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just pressing same beat match.
I know I'm a dickhead about that, but still.
No, I don't think so.
No, but still...
it's not DJing.
Art, like you're saying, art is part of the human soul. You know what I mean? It's supposed to represent the zeitgeist of the earth. Ugh.
Probably and, the worst thing. Sorry, Akit.
And, like, you know, that's what I want my art to be, wherever the art may
be. Hay fever.
You know what I mean? And, sure, use computers as a tool to help you with your art, but if it's all fucking AI, then suck your mum. I don't want to hear it.
We were talking about MDOT.
Oh, yeah.
When they're dashing.
Dashing
the fucking
tomatoes.
Shout out to Sika Studios, yeah? But you booked the geezer MDOT. And the people are dashing the tomatoes in his face.
What? The pussy turned red. No, someone wrote a funny comment as well, going...
Tomato turned red?
Yeah, my face turned red from the tomatoes being thrown at me.
And he's like, suck your mother, like, dashing it back. And he looks like a pussy when he dashes it back. He can't even throw.
That is like, brilliant. He's kind of, like, lent into the whole...
He's gone all in on that. Yeah. I'm an Instagram person.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's a good move, I guess, on his behalf, if someone like him is going to do that, but, yeah, I don't know.
No, I certainly don't know.
I'm sure he's a nice enough guy.
But we were saying, the Jamaicans, they love him.
Yeah,
like,
well...
The Jamaicans in Jamaica.
Yeah. Fuck, I hope that thing wasn't in the way the whole time. All right, shall we go maybe sit in the train somewhere and do another 5-10 minutes or something, and we can bop about, unless some other reminiscing stories.
Have we got Graph Critique, or we got...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Graph, listener's question.
We do have a listener's question. Let me see if I can find it.
The only thing I think of... holding my zoot like into the mic.
The only thing I think of when I see NSW is New South Wales fucking back home, mate. Like, I don't know what that means.
New South Wales.
But it's got to be New South Wales, mate.
From 2023. No, I've seen that before.
Right, it's not bad letters, to be fair.
I think this is the
question for you boys. What do you think?
Hold on. I don't know if this question's any good, but let's give it a go. Big up, people. Please keep sending in your voice note questions, your graffiti for critique, your local legends. We've not had any people send in local legends, man. Come on. Is there anyone around where you are that should get a big ups from us? Let us know, man. Send in some flicks and a little reason why.
Or new country bumpkins. Like, who's tagged the most pigs? Let us know.
Let's go.
Fat reaches on a pig's butty.
Let's go. Listener question.
Graph question for you boys. What do you think about telling writers that you prefer their older style, or like you prefer the way they used to do graph, whether it's their pieces, throw-ups or tags? Because, you know, even you guys have said it sometimes on the pod, you're like, yeah, I wish he still did it like that. But I don't know, you can't really say that to another writer because it's disrespectful, like. You're basically saying you're not enjoying their more recent stuff as much as their older stuff. I don't know. How do you drop that in a conversation, yo?
Because like that, I don't think he's right. I'm not enjoying your stuff like I used to.
My stuff?
No, not your stuff, but to the
I was
writer.
Kick your ass right now. Punch him up in the yard. Yeah,
that's why I'm asking you to do it.
You've said it to a few people.
That's
before.
Why I'm asking you to do it, isn't it? Because you got to bring back those sort of styles sometimes, them sort of like just those vibes, those memories. And I reckon if you've moved on to your new style and you're doing all these like mad pieces and stuff, wicked. But once in a while, like come on, man, once in a while. You see, Ban, he's not fucking about.
Yeah, he is.
He's staying to the old style that he used to do, Bosch, and he's doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. But there's like mad writers. There's writers that I write with that I'm like, I wish you would.
You know what? I think it's rude. I agree with the guy. I think it's rude to say that to someone, because it is kind of saying, come on, man, what are you doing? Shit, you should go back. And I think there is also an element of youthful energy and stuff you did when you were younger in a certain particular way, the zeitgeist of the time, like let's say the 80s or the 90s, like we were talking about throw-ups, the style of throw-ups, they changed for a fucking reason. Yeah. You know, it goes out of fashion, it comes back in fashion, goes this. People lose that, like, you know, the lean of a letter.
Yeah,
like
the
that,
essence of it, yeah, yeah.
The essence
even
of
though it's
it,
the same
lose.
Person.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's rude because it's the same person. So you said, dude, I liked your shit.
No, it's not rude. It's not rude.
I've never been like, I'm not gunning you.
I know.
But you used to, like, your shit used to be the nuts, bro.
I only say that because if someone said that to me, I'd probably be like, I'd give him a side eye, you know, type of thing. But I would get it, you know what I mean? And it's good that someone liked your stuff, even if it was before or after. And I think this goes with everyone. Rappers, how many times? Snoop Dogg, we chatted about him. We said, oh, imagine he, like, we played him doggy style and like listen to his new music and go, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. But people evolve.
When you thought you were
change.
The gangster of Compton, bruv, and then you start making this.
And I think there's also a no-win situation. If you did keep your old style...
He never moves
years.
On. Yeah,
yeah
he
he's still the same. He's stale, man. He's doing the same shit over and over. In fact, you know, so people are never fucking going to be happy. So you just got to do what you want to do. At
but
the
if you
day.
Incorporate your old shit into your... You see, like, Bates. Mm. Bates has always still got... He might do a wild style shit, completely different style of shit, but you can always tell he's come from that era. Mm. On the letter, they've always got that sort of hardcore battle letter element, even if he's changing the style up.
So who's an artist that has... always increased and got better and better and better with time? I'd say Cess. We mentioned Cess. His piece has been getting, every piece he does, he gets better. Like, he's one dude. Mm. Like, you know, there's several. What about musicians who have aged well? Because it's hard, it's difficult. A lot of people have their peak and then,
especially in like rap music and hip hop, and you know, in a lot of music, because you're living that lifestyle, man. Bruv. Even if it's like guitar and Led Zeppelin, like those people aren't like smashing up hotels and banging 50 hookers and getting fucked on heroin anymore.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's complete, and also the world is different. There was the Vietnam War happening, so they're doing songs like, you know, the Doors and stuff, doing songs about Vietnam War, and like, imagine those songs. If they wrote those songs today, they probably wouldn't have hit as hard as well. Yeah. Even though they're still the same fucking song. That's what I mean by the zeitgeist thing.
I tell you who's not doing that is Eminem. Tell you who didn't do that was Ice-T. Who else didn't do that? Like Cypress Hill. Bruv, like they kind of started getting worse and worse.
Have you seen the new album? Slick Rick just released the new album on Idris Elba's label in conjunction with Mass Appeal and Nas.
Which we talked about on the
podcast. Yeah, and it's dropped now and I listened to half of it. I didn't listen to the whole thing. It's, again, it's like kind of, yeah, it's good. He's got a couple of house songs on there, hip house. So it's like more upbeat. With him rapping over the top. Obviously, Slick Rick, still cool, his voice. Yeah, he's adapted his style a bit better than them old school. But still, yeah, he's got that slick voice, you know what I mean? He's such a don. But just some of the beats were a bit to be left desired. He did a tune with Giggs. I can't actually... You see, it's not memorable. None of them stuck in my head. I can't even remember any of them. But big up Slick Rick
maybe Getz.
Yeah.
From these sides.
Our
maybe
Getz has been getting better and better.
Yeah. More talented, maybe Wretch. I haven't checked that new Wretch album yet. I think it's called Home or House or something. I haven't even checked it. I'm such a dick for not stopping him in acting when I saw him on the road. Gave him a fist bump. We didn't say anything and I went like, because I was walking him past the gym. I don't know Getz isn't from, Wretch isn't from Acton.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, bruv. He's like, yeah, well, go on. And he just kept on bowling. I just kept on bowling. I'm thinking, no, I should have stopped him for the arms out.
Yeah, if you
the
see him,
should
have, you at least got a shout out, maybe, yeah. A drop.
Something.
I'm trying to think who else artist-wise have got better and better. I mean, I'll tell you who's done a drastic change. I'm not going to reveal what he used to write, but Royds, that writer Royds, who does all the futuristic style graph, he used to write something back in the day. He used to do a lot of trains, and he had a completely different style, and he proper changed up, and I think for the better, personally. But I know that's not necessarily your cup of tea, but I'm trying to think who else, man. Fucking
Chick.
Writers. Mean's been Chick. Pretty consistent. Chick, of course, has been getting better and better. Fume as well, still doing his thing. Nicey. Bass has been getting better and better as well. I know we keep mentioning the same names, but...
Are you talking about... Right? I'm trying to think of anyone...
Maybe in the comments.
...who got better and better and better.
Let us know in the comments below who you think has always got better and better and better. Never had that, like, peak moment and then gone downhill from there.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
It's a good little question.
Isn't it?
Train. I've always loved this graph.
Yeah, Tranny, man, with the subway
sharks.
It's kind
of like he, got to that sort of plateau. He's like, right, I'm just going to paint like this now.
Yeah.
I'm going to master this style and absolutely murk it and I become the king of this style.
Yeah.
And did that. Even when he does like a burner with the background kind of fire or blob bits coming out.
And he's definitely
with
if it's
the
not,
arrows, quite basic arrows coming. Like, it was just at the right place and shit.
Yeah. If it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Type of attitude, yeah.
But still get better, you know. Still get cleaner with it, crisper with it.
Yeah.
So you can still get better like that.
Oh right. Yeah.
Turns out our boy from the one I was supporting in a couple of episodes ago for the NBA playoffs didn't make it, bro.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Didn't even make it.
Was it Edwards, something Edwards?
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Didn't even get, win the
young,
finals.
He's young. Neither did the Spanish footballer kid.
Lamine Yamal.
Remember, he walked away because everyone else was clapping the other team and he bopped off. I saw a clip of that. Yeah, did you see
that? Yeah, I did see that.
Apparently people were saying it's a bit rude, like you're supposed to show, you know, sportsmanship, but he just bopped off. He was obviously upset.
I don't even know if it was one of them ones. I watched the clip and he was just like, you know, just walking about.
Okay.
Maybe we should play it again. Because I did watch to see if it looked like he was fuming. Because I was going to think, well, he's only 17 anyway, even if he's fuming. But I think they were clapping Dembele or something.
No, they're clapping the whole team. The whole team were there celebrating the other team. And then the other team. Yeah, and the other team was standing there.
But I think Dembele
the
got
Spanish
like player
team,
of the
and then
match
he bopped off. Because you could see him with the orange hair, yellow hair, and he just bopped off, went down. And some people were saying, but anyway, I don't know what the fuck. I just saw some clip on. It could have been AI.
So you know,
bro.
His mum.
Yeah.
Have I told you about that?
I think you did.
That journey of Lamine Yamal.
Yeah. You said Mad. It a couple of times on the pod, yeah.
Mad. The McDonald's thing. She was working at McDonald's, she couldn't take the football. Just little things like that in life, which they don't. Other stories, like we were talking about bad news on the way here, that I don't want to bring it up. It's just little tiny things. Oh, fucking hell, bruv. Talk about little tiny things, bruv.
What, your dick?
Someone I work with. we were all outside. Everyone had no dick. You know what I mean? We're standing outside. It was Marines training.
I'm still worried we might get like some security guy just bop.
I like those kind of sounds, man.
Yeah, they're nice.
And now I've had a zoot and a beer. Security guard comes out. It's going to be like, what, bruv?
Tump him around his
head. No, it's going to be like, what? I'm probably older than you. I'm probably fitter than you. Why don't you just let us just walk to the car?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? We're not even telling him we got a car. Just bowls out.
Yeah, we'll just go through these stinging nettles. Look, he's going to drag his thing through the stinging nettles again.
He ain't going to stop us anyway, man. We can just bowls out.
That's a nice AHC. Whoever did that, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a nice selection in the white. I didn't know what you were going to do.
Well, I didn't want to use the Chrome, so...
I got a couple of insides with the infamy and... Nice. And pressing all the buttons and, like, fucking driving it a bullshit.
Should we do our names or should we do an arms house thing on the side?
I really want to look if there's another...
Another spot, yeah?
Should I look on Google Maps? Satellite?
Oh, we'll walk around. We'll buff around. We'll go get some footage.
Some of them are mad close together.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I want to find one. This is obviously way too wide. Nice photo. I mean... I'm going to like properly Google picture the Dundee shot. Okay. Do the exact pose. There's the min one. Have you got a beanie? Oh my days. Yeah. We send it to him. We say, come on the pod, you motherfucker. We did the exact pose. When he's going like that, he's got like a sketch now in the yard. He's got a sketch and he's got his thing in his beanie like that. Oh, bruv.
You've got the big book at home, innit?
Yeah, bum the book. I've got Google. I don't have any.
Yeah, you can use my
Let
phone.
Me use your ting.
Yeah.
How comes I've got no ting?
Because you got, I don't know, who are you with? I'm on fucking three. Three is good when it comes to getting...
I've got, yeah. Nothing. Wait, have you seen the thing about the Prime Minister of France? Is it Macron?
Oh, it's all kicking off now with Iran.
His missus is a geezer.
Yeah, I've seen all that
is
shit.
Is that true shit?
No.
I saw a photo of her today and I was like, oh shit, that might be a geezer.
I mean, maybe.
But that was the first time I've heard about it, but I've never seen a picture of this other person. So yesterday or today was the first time. Yeah, I got no internet.
I got.
You see, on the arms house, like in SAS, SBS, Delta Force coming in here in the daytime, bruv. Don't even have reception. Can't even call back up. Fucking hell! Man down!
Jesus.
But we're so far out in the sticks, I don't even have a single bar. Because, you know, my phone's more of a bad man. Only works in London, but it's like, I'm not working in these pussio areas in this dead man yard, fam. You think you're a bad man because you went to a yard with some bushes in it, bruv? Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh no! Is it from Subway Art, the book?
Yeah, just for like classic photos.
Subway Art, not Style Wars. Yeah.
Subway Art. No, Style Wars. I don't know. No, I don't know where the still like, images are going to be from. That's one of them. When he's on
Subway Art,
you can take that from inside the carriage.
Like that one.
That's the one. Let me see the post.
Hold on. But you see, they're still like it's more wider than that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get that shot.
Keep on thinking I hear footsteps.
And it's kind of getting overcast as well, but when I was painting that and you were over there, you couldn't really hear me, could you? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Didn't hear shit, but I was inside trains.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in the trains then.
Yeah. All right, let's call it quits there. Hopefully we'll get another 10 minutes or so done and then we'll get some done for...
Sorry, Akit. That's disgusting, Akit.
Sorry. For the outrageous. Patreon. All right? So join the Patreon. The link is below for some extra fun here in the abandoned Dickie Yard. Arms Dick House, baby. What's a song that we could play while we're...
Take this, because I saved a couple of songage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, what are we going to do now, bruv?
We're going to walk around, get some footage.
And then we're going to paint a train for the old Patreon.
And if we find a nice look, because I'm happy to do it here. If not, if we find a better spot, cool. But if we'll come back this way and we'll do a little painting here, and that'll be for the Patreon. Little window down, dubs. Look cool.
Yeah, so which tune? Are we going to go for a little while? We go for a little wander.
Yeah, so we're going to go for a wander to Memoirs by Maglera Doughboy.
Who the fuck is that?
Someone I found. I was scrolling and I found him. Memoirs by Maglera Doughboy.
It was the AI algorithm that suggested that to you. Now, peace. We'll see you in a minute.
He's like one of those like African rap musician type brains.
I write these memoirs from my soul. I write these memoirs for my woes. I fight my demons and my foes. That's why my eyes impure from blood and gold. Young niggas from the block came up in the projects with my scammers and some robbers. Can't forget my vatos. The bodega was the casa. Trigger hit the celly like que pasa. Slum dogs from Azania yelling out viva la raza. Smoking younger pack, ya rasa. Young muli with mulattoes. Just a move from the sewers. I maneuvered with the ghouls and the goblins. We just wanna eat the lobster. Fettuccine with the pasta. Young dope boy dreamt of being a Guido. Now he moving like a mobster. This is Basquiat, Picasso. This is Phantom of the Opera. Conversations with the paupers became compositions. I need me an Oscar. In the ghetto, I'm a savior. I'm walking on water and spitting the gospel. In the ghetto, ducking Judas and the devil. That's why I speak like a prophet. I write these memoirs from my soul. I write these memoirs for my woes. I fight my demons and my foes. That's why my eyes impure from blood and gold.
Whatever power you are craving, it will not change what you are. The least of us. You came to us from the gutter. Your ability gave you station, but all the power in the world can't mask the stench beneath me.
Yeah, there's trespassers on the line, yeah? The train is delayed because the trespassers on the fucking line.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?